morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, what a day it is. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio this Monday, September 14th. It's 7:06 in the morning. Glad to have you along. And I don't know about you, but this deep, smoky, foggy weather, there is an advisory again, hazardous conditions to go outside of your home today. And it's also driving very hazardous to drive. You cannot see very well with the fog and the smoke. And I just want to say, if you do have to go anywhere, be sure to have that N95 mask and be sure to have your lights on your vehicle. Several crashes reported yesterday in the Salem area in the early morning hours. Just really poor visibility as we continue to get through this season together. It seems like we turn around the corner, it's one thing after another, and we cannot forget what season we're in. We're in an election season, and it's really, really important that we keep our eyes on that November 3rd, and we do all that we can do, especially as they were talking about the first hour with Jeff Croft. We've got to make sure these displaced folks get to the ballot, that they get their ballots, that they get their chance to vote, because many of them have lost their homes, they've lost their mailboxes, and they're living all over the Pacific Northwest. Some have even gone to homes in other states. And so we want to stay informed and aware of what's going on, not only here in the Pacific Northwest, but also nationally. And on the line with me, really excited to share with you a patriot, someone who's been in the trenches fighting nationally and keeping things in the forefront and sending press releases that face our national topics that are affecting us right here at home. And I'm really excited to bring in the co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots on the line with us today. Her name is Jenny Beth Martin. And Jenny, I'm going to put you right on the line because I know you've got a busy morning ahead. Good morning to you. Welcome to the morning show right here in Salem, Oregon.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Stacy Ann.
Tell me a little bit about what you've been working on over the weekend. It seems like the news changes every single day, and I know that you were hitting some good topics last week about our history and statues and talking about President Trump and his work, and then all of the media attacking President Trump with all this narrative that's happened over the weekend, even 60 Minutes over the weekend, coming up with Woodward and all of these things. What are you working on this morning?
Morning, I'm working on, I'm about to do a press conference with Steve Moore and other people opposing the Democrats' additional bailout money related to coronavirus. Mm. They really are trying to use the coronavirus to bail out blue states who have not managed their money well, and they're trying to use this crisis as an excuse to bail out their buddies who have mismanaged governments at the state level around the country. So that's one of the things I'm focused on. And then the other thing is that I've really been working very hard to help get schools reopened and for schools to stay open. And our super PAC is working to help reelect President Trump.
Fantastic. How do people find out about your organization and how can they get involved?
Well, they can go get more information by going to teapartypatriots.org, O-R-G, teapartypatriots.org. And every single week we have different calls to action for people to take. If they only have 5 or 10 minutes, we have activities for that. And if they have more time to be involved, we can help them be active for up to an hour a day. Even so, we really do everything we can to help equip people around the country to take their passion and turn it into action.
Tea Party Patriots, you started probably about the time the whole uprising was happening, about standing true to our values, our constitutional rights. What is the mission of your organization?
Well, our mission is to support our core values of fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free markets. And that's what we called it originally. Today we call it personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. Clearly we have a lot to do as far as a debt-free future goes. But those values of personal freedom and economic freedom, I think that in the midst of this crisis our country is in related to lockdowns and the government response to coronavirus, we can lean on those values of personal freedom and economic freedom, constitutionally limited government, to help guide us through the crisis.
What I love about what you do is you cut through the minutiae of disinformation and you cut right to the chase. Jenny, I love the way that you do that. So many times the media spoon feeds talking points and we just kind of take it. I think we just say that's truth, and you allow us the opportunity to go, hey, maybe we should question this. One of the charts that I've not seen recently is a chart of common sense. And I think what you and your team of folks do is bring common sense. You raise the level of it, say, hey, we need to question this and we need to look at it from a different perspective because it's not true. How are you continuing to fight that?
One of the most important things we do is through our calls to action each week. We make sure that not only do we have very specific items that you can do to help, whether it's on the legislative front or on the political front through our super PAC, but we also are working to help with civics education and to give people small bite-sized chunks that they can use to educate their children and educate their friends and family. This week, we have a focus on a quote from John Adams, and we also reference a speech that Clarence Thomas gave at Hillsdale College. And so we kind of pull this together in a way that we say, go read this, read it with your children, and then talk about and use these discussion items. And it's a way to really help reinforce the common sense and the values that we care about, not just the legislative action of the day.
That's really good because we're living in a cancel society, and you've made the point before that we don't want to cancel history. We need our history. So going back and reading the quotes for ourselves and educating our children and our grandchildren is so critical. I commend you on that. Another question that I have that we're finding here on the ground in Oregon, of course, Oregon for over 30 years, we've had a supermajority of Democrats, the blues, making all the decisions. And it's very frustrating for Republican candidates, particularly with the lockdown and now with the fires. It's been very difficult to raise money for our local candidates, even our congressional candidates. It's been hard. And you know how it is, carrying the water for the Republican Party and all the things that they have to do, you know, to even be noticed. As a competitive candidate, you have to raise so much money or whatever to get help from the national level. What kind of encouragement can you give to our candidates that are working hard and probably this year because so many people are dissatisfied here in Oregon with how things have been running and it's affecting them personally, the non-affiliated voters and the Democrats? What would you say to these candidates that are running in a very untypical election? What would you tell them to bring encouragement?
Well, the most important thing that I think they need to remember is, one, what you're doing is so important. Even when the fight seems like it is uphill and impossible, and sometimes that's how it seems in the deep blue states, it's very important that we don't allow, that we don't create a vacuum for our ideas and our values. So, one, what you're doing is very, very important. And two, the other thing is, I've watched over the years that people who have a very strong grassroots campaign, if they execute it well, they are able to defeat incumbents. And so I just say, don't give up hope. I'm sure that, you know, being 50 days out from the election, they've already created their plan, and now it's time to execute the plan and don't get distracted from it.
And that's exactly right. And that's bringing encouragement. And with this fire, unfortunately, there has been so much focus on the wildfire management program and now climate change and all of the talking points of the blue. It's taking away for the fact that it's been mismanaged. And this is a national point. And continuing this whole dialogue of trying to push this climate change distraction away from what's really going on right now. People are feeling it and it's affecting them. And I think people are registering to vote for the very first time. Their lives, their businesses are in danger. And I think people are ready for some really effective change. And so I encourage them to get involved with your organization. Again, what is your website?
TeaPartyPatriots.com. TeaPartyPatriots.com.
and you have ongoing training, ways that they can get plugged in and be effective. Also, I want to encourage our listeners, if you haven't had a chance to get involved, do so today. Get involved with the Tea Party Patriots. And as you continue on with your day, Jenny, I encourage you to stay in touch with us. If there's things that we can let our listeners know what's happening here in our area, we certainly would do that for you. And we want to be involved, we want to be united, and we want to continue to protect our Constitution and our liberties, and not only for us and the comfort of ourselves, but for our future generations. You yourself are a mother. You have twin children as well, huh?
I do. They are seniors in high school now, and I think that what we're doing is so, as they are about to enter into adulthood, I think about how important what we're doing is, and we're working to leave liberty and freedom for the next generation. And and generations past have done that for us, and we owe it to our children and grandchildren to make sure we preserve it for them.
Who inspires you the most? How do you get your strength for your day-to-day?
I think that I get my strength. The person who inspires me the most would be my parents, both my mom and my dad. My dad is a Methodist minister, and he instilled in me very strong values and also a strong work ethic, and to make sure that when you're called to do something in life, you give it every single thing that you have. God gives you talents, and you have to use those talents to the best of your ability.
Sounds like you're making your parents very proud, Jenny. Everything that you're doing, you are walking in your lane, in your calling. Thank you for being such an amazing patriot and putting that call out there. And we wish you well and bless you in your day. Thank you for joining the morning show. Nice to meet you on the air. I look forward to meeting you maybe one day in person. Thank you for what you do. We keep you in our prayers and continue to march forward, friend.
Thank you so much, Stacey Ann.
And you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. As we continue the conversation this morning, I want to include any updates that you may have being on the front fire lines. We've had so many folks telling us all throughout the weekend of what they're doing, how they're gathering supplies, what the needs are. We'll have some people calling in today to give us an update and a report of how the weekend went. Want to remind you, if you're out and about today, the weather is going to continue to be cooler than what has been, but it's hazardous in regards to getting out in the conditions. The weather is actually only going to be in the 70s today, overnight lows in the 50s, but it's hazardous, like off the charts hazardous. I believe Portland is the worst air quality in the whole wide world right now, which is really shocking, because when you think about like Beijing and some places in India, our air quality because of the fires is not good. And so I really encourage you, if you don't have to go out today, it's probably a good day to stay in. If you do go out, make sure that you have your lights on in the car, because visibility is extremely low right now. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. Join the conversation. Let me know how your weekend went. 503-589-1220. If you have any frontline stories of working on the front lines, we'd love to talk to you about your story. Give us a call. Good morning to you. Together on this Monday. How you doing, friends? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. Want to encourage you to follow us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. And of course, we have a brand new website, kslm.news. We're here to encourage, educate, and engage and empower you today. And I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. His phone number is 503-885-0789. And we want to give a shout out to Bill. It was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Bill. Hopefully you had a fantastic day. And we'll be talking to Bill here pretty soon. He's going to come on the air and talk to us about this push for a cashless society. And I think that's of interest for all of us. I don't know how many of you have gone to buy something and they're like, oh, nope, we're not going to take your cash or your change. And that's something of concern for me. I don't know if it is is for you. And certainly, I think it's a whole campaign against the penny. What do you think? I think so. So on the effort to, in the effort to continue to stay connected in the community, I've opened up the phone lines to hear from you and your ideas. I mean, we've got a lot of things that we need to discuss. Maybe we can be a part of the solution today and bringing up some solutions to what are we going to do about voting, particularly those that are displaced from their homes, their mailbox are gone, their houses are gone. What are we going to do about that? And let's bring a caller on the line this morning. Good morning. Who am I talking with? Are you
good
there?
Morning. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can. Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Excellent. So you want to be a part of the conversation this morning and tell us a little bit of what your thoughts are, what we've been covering this morning.
Well, I tell you, I listened to Jeff this morning, and I know that he was talking about the people that have been displaced. They can't get their mail. Maybe their post office burnt down. And so how are they going to get their voting documents, you know, the things to mail in, that sort of thing? And, you know, some ideas came across. A caller called in and said, can their mail be held, possibly by the postmaster general at a different location?
Oh.
And so that is something that we could look into and pursue. Also, there should be maybe a whatever the website is where you can go in, and maybe there's a way online that you can go in and type in your name and have your mail held. Just that information, if that information could be taken out to these locations where people are being staged, possibly, you know, at that time they could register to vote. If they've not been registered yet, they could change their mail, get that part of it taken care of. But someone just needs to take this lead, or at least disseminate the information to these folks that won't be getting mail for any time in the near future.
Well, one of the ideas that we have now on our new website, KSLM.news, we have, we're going to put an action center of where people can go to get to register to vote, to track their ballot, all of those kinds of things. We could put resources together as well on how to do that, stop their mail or get it forwarded to an address that they can trust, making sure that they can get their ballot. Because, friends, we want to remember, right around the corner is the end of registration, October 13th, and then the next day the ballots go out, I believe, on the 14th of October. And so they go out, and we want to get them back in. And many people have been asking to pick up their ballot in person. I'm not sure how that is all working. In fact, it might be good to have someone from Marion County in the studio to talk to us about this voting and this dilemma now that we're facing, particularly not only in Marion County and Clackamas County, a lot of other counties that have been challenged by fires and the pandemic and everything else. I love that idea. Great idea, Terry. What other things are you thinking about this morning?
Well, just brought up the fact that the folks that have been mostly displaced, these are the folks that don't want to live in the city. They don't vote like folks that live in the city. They vote, I'm not sure what party affiliation, but I'd have to guess they're more independent gun owner. They like their rights. They like their privacy. They like smaller government. And in my thought, that would be probably lean more towards Republican, if I had to guess. So in the times that we're trying to change our current government situation, it's most important that we get a hold of these folks and that these folks are involved in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that has been interesting watching what's happening throughout our area is the folks that have been so distraught and their businesses have been put on hold or highly regulated are the first ones to answer the call. I keep thinking of our friends Diana at Honky Tonk and what they're doing to help, and the thousands of dollars of help and assistance that has been donated, and they've been willing to help facilitate getting these goods and services and food, hot food, out to individuals. And it's pretty powerful to listen to how people are getting involved. And these are people that have already been affected. In fact, the most powerful story I heard so far are people that have lost their homes, and yet they're rolling up their sleeves, helping others prevent losing theirs. It's tremendous, the stories that we're hearing right now.
Yeah, I can absolutely appreciate that. They feel this loss, and they don't want anyone else to feel that. And so it makes perfect sense that they would help their neighbor prevent such a feeling.
And fires are traumatic. They're a traumatic event to lose everything or to go back and find out that your house is still standing but your neighbor's isn't. Even dealing and walking through those emotions and those things, it's pretty sincere emotional highs and lows. And so even though the threat, when these fires get contained, the threat goes away, the emotional lingers. And these are things that as a community we have to deal with together. And I think the best way we can get through it is by being involved and getting active. And I'm sure Diana is listening this morning. Diana, if you're listening, we'd love to hear a report on how people can volunteer and what your needs are this morning. Also, United Way. United Way is on the front lines. They're giving resources and meeting needs as well. We'll get a report hopefully soon from them to let us know what resources, what they need. Anybody else out on the front lines, I want to give a shout out to Ken and Amy. Carrie, they've been in the Staten area. They have the bacon loaded potatoes. They've been serving food out in the community. DMV helping with the sheriff, Oregon State Police. I want to give a shout out to Mike Adams with Adams Rib and Barbecue. They've been giving food out at the fairgrounds and helping with the volunteers so they don't have to continue to eat pizza every single day. And all the volunteers at the state fairgrounds, not only helping those that have been evacuated, but servicing the animals, the horses and the sheep and the llamas and the chickens and the rabbits and all of those things that everybody has on their farms. They need a place to go as well. And so lots of thanks going out this morning and certainly celebrating. Thank you, Terry, for joining me this morning. Have a wonderful day. Yes, thank you. Love your ideas. And we're going to continue to brainstorm this morning as we continue to come up with some solutions and perhaps some ways that we can stay connected and help one another this morning. If you have a report from the front lines, give me a call, 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new
good morning, Salem, Kaiser, Silverton, Monmouth, Dallas, Independence. So glad to have you tuning in on this Monday morning, friends. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. And pulling up on the webpage right here is the State of Oregon Fires and Hotspots dashboard. I just put a link on our Facebook page, 34 active fires. Incredible. About 1 million acres burned. The Beachy Creek fire, the stats here said it started on the 16th of August at 11:18 a.m. So far, 4 fatalities, 3 injuries. And because they can't really get back up in there yet, they don't know how many residences have been destroyed or other structures. And then they list all of the fires here in the state of Oregon that are firefighters and front lines are contending with. And I tell you what, we have so many community members and organizations teaming up, rolling up their sleeves, really being active in our community. And I'm very, very thankful for each and every one of them. And I'm thankful for you, our listeners, who are like, what can we do? What more can we do? Our home is not threatened, but I feel like we need to do something. And many of you have been without work. Certainly your budget and your bottom line has been affected this year because of the pandemic, and yet you're doing all that you can do. And I certainly appreciate, and there's always more that we can do. And in an effort to connect our community, I've asked several to call in today and give us updates. Of course, they're already at it, organizing, getting ready, getting the front lines ready to help these families that have been displaced. And on the line now, good morning to you. Who do I have with me this morning?
Good morning, Stacey. It's your friend Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie, thank you for being game to call this morning and give us an update on the United Way here in the Willamette Valley. What's going on? Talk to us a little bit about what's been happening this last week. I know I've been sharing pictures on our Facebook page and call to actions and things. Where are we at today?
First of all, let me apologize. I'm actually driving. I have to be at the office by 8 o'clock. We have just been absolutely inundated with gifts and donations, and we've set up a hub on Silverton Road for the evacuees that are at the fairgrounds so that they can come over and actually go shopping for free to get the items that they need. We've also been inundated at our office as well. I have a team of volunteers showing up at 3 different locations this morning so that we can get these items sorted and out to the people that they need to get to as quickly as possible.
That's outstanding. And what I understood early on is where people couldn't take donations of clothes, you were taking donations of clothes and people were washing them, bringing them back. Is that still what's happening?
You know, we tried. We tried very, very hard. And the honest to God's truth is that it just the capacity of what we received was just so large that we've had a couple of church groups jump in and offer to help and launder. And then we're just asking people to be very diligent and bring us just clean, laundered, sorted clothing, because these individuals can't wait for a few days when you ran out of the house with flip-flops and pajama bottoms on.
That's exactly right. And you don't think about packing a suitcase when your life is in danger. So what is the greatest need? I know people have really been showing up and really bringing food and things like that, but what are things that are needed that people don't typically think of?
You know, we have been educated in this process, Stacey, and a lot of things we've thought of, you know, the water, the dry goods, those type of things. But you know, the kiddos have really kind of missed out, and there's been like a whole age group that just kind of got missed in all of this, and 5-6 diapers is still needed, toddler clothes is still needed, but right now the immediate need is great as far as basic needs go, but in a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, when these individuals are transitioning out of the fairgrounds or the hotel rooms that they're staying in, they have to transition someplace else, and they're going to need larger items. And right now, we're not taking those items, but we will. And so even if we say, please, no more water and no more clothing. Actually, we do accept clothing. But if we say no more things, let's just hold on to them and allow us to catch our breath and get the things out that we have. We've also started supporting other communities. So the Sinium Canyon has received stuff from us, Malala, Aurora, Hubbard. We sent a bunch of stuff over to the hotel rooms at Woodburn yesterday. We haven't stopped since this whole thing started.
And on top of that, you are already fully engaged providing food boxes, things like that to our community of shut-ins with all of the pandemic stuff. Now people are shut in again with the hazardous air quality. It's just been such a crazy season. It's almost like we need to reset 2020 or fast forward, right?
We just had that exact same conversation yesterday. You know, this Wednesday is food delivery day. And so on Tuesday morning, on top of everything else, we're going to run over to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, pick up our 8 pallets of food, sort it, get it out the door on Wednesday morning for all of our partners that are still relying on us to do that work as well.
So if I'm sitting at my home and I'm listening to News Talk Radio KSLM today and I'm feeling like, man, I want to do something. I don't know what to do. I don't want to be in the way. And I'm going to brave the hazardous conditions. I want to be involved. How would you direct them today?
The biggest thing is we do now have a volunteer form on the very first page of Willamette Valley. I'm really tired this morning. UnitedWayMWV.org. And we have had over 300 people fill out that form, and then they say, you haven't called me yet. Well, the reality is I may not need more volunteers today, but I will need volunteers, say, Wednesday or Thursday, and we will be calling. And it's 4-hour shifts, and it sorts clothes, and it packs boxes, and it moves things from one location to another. And then I also want to get the word out about the fact that the evacuees can literally come to the location on Silverton Road. It's 1705 Silverton Road. Look for the double-decker red bus. And they can go shopping, and they can get the items that they need to get them through and then beyond. The Truett Brothers on Front Street have given us overflow space. They've stepped up in an amazing way.
Wow.
And then Jet Heating donated their warehouse space to us so that those evacuees have a place to go.
Fantastic. And of course, resources as far as money, they can donate money right there. What's your website again?
It is UnitedWayMWV.org. And we've had an incredible community. I about our community right now. They have just stepped up in such a big way. And I want to remind everyone that what's raised here stays here. Marion, Polk, and Yamhill counties are the three counties that will be supported by the monies that have been donated, and those are going to go back into the hands of the victims. And United Way is not taking any admin fees out of those donations.
And this is typically for United Way, and I'm just going to do a shout out for you all. This is typically fundraising season. The fall is a fundraising season that does cover those admin expenses so that we can keep going and keep providing. And who knew, looking back, and even I've said this before on the air, Stephanie, about, you know, we didn't have our county fairs because of the pandemic. And yet, look at where we're at. We're at the fairgrounds, the state fairgrounds, you know. So all of these things are so important, these networks, United Way, our county extension, our county services, certainly is very incredible opportunities for us to stay engaged. Stephanie, I thank you and your team. You guys are doing outstanding work. We keep you in our prayers. We certainly will do what we can do to get volunteers to you, get resources to you, and please give us updates as you go along, okay?
I will, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. And I want to just say, again, thanks to all of you that are pitching in, rolling up your sleeves. And you know, it's important, too, during this time. I just am very thankful to those that are running, the candidates that are running. I saw, in fact, a video of the mayor of Almsville. If any of you know the mayor of Almsville, he was working on the front lines, and he was at a church, and they were gathering resources there and doing their part there. I was so impressed that he had his ball cap on backwards. I don't know him. I don't even remember his name. But I do know that every community has their leaders, and everybody is stepping up and teaming together, doing the best that they can to provide support and encouragement. And this is really what it's all about. People say, oh, the hokey pokey is what it's all about. No, my friends, it's us doing what we can do. It doesn't matter where we are politically and where, if we go to church or not go to church. We're human beings, and we have goodness in our hearts, and we want to help one another. That being said, we also have to stay vigilant and aware that there are other opportunists during this time. And with that, I say, be careful of online scams, Facebook ads and things wanting you to donate to them for whatever. Because if you don't know them personally, there's a lot of opportunists coming in the area through social media wanting to get your donations online, and it may not exactly go exactly where they're saying it's going. So be very aware. Things like little ads that pop up or sponsored ads, usually your local organizations like United Way and things like that, they don't need to do sponsored ads for donations because they already have people showing up and giving, and you guys are doing a phenomenal job. So be sure to be aware of that and let your friends and family know that that's not the best way to go. But there are some good ways, and I'm so very thankful for what's happening in our community in regards to donations and support. Stories are coming in as well, amazing stories. We're hearing miraculous stories of homes that should have been burnt, weren't. Pets getting reunited with families. Certainly people working for hours on the front line with no sleep and yet making such a difference to all of you. We just shout out and say, hey, we're praying for you. We love you. We thank you. We see you. We know you're giving sacrificially, and that's really what it's all about. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Together on this Monday, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. I'm Stacey Ann, and boy, even in the studio here, you can smell the smoke. If you're going out and about today, I really encourage you to just do what you need to do and get back home and stay inside as much as you can. Hazardous conditions outside. Temperatures today a little bit cooler, 76 degrees, 52 overnight. And again, we're starting to see some rain possible in the forecast. Unfortunately, it looks like Thursday, Friday, there could even be some lightning and thunderstorms, which is not good. That doesn't help. What we do need, the moisture. And it is interesting, even the fog and the dew in the morning seems to be helping somewhat. But we are continuing to press through this difficult time that we seem to be in right now. And as I get information from other people in other states, they're checking in with us wanting to know, how are you doing? How are you holding? How far away are the fires? Those kinds of questions, because on the national news, finally, we're getting some attention, and not just for what's been happening for over 100 days with the riots, which, by the way, haven't heard a lot about that in the last few days. Have you? I wonder if it's even happening, or that the fires are taking the media's attention. Certainly in the Statesman Journal this morning, as I'm looking through the stories, tons of stories starting to pop up of families and how they're being affected by the fire. And there's a particularly moving story about a Gates couple who fled into the river as flames devoured their home. And that was the question I had for Terry yesterday. And maybe our listeners, maybe you have some suggestions or some ideas, and I think it's certainly worth talking about. And I encourage you to join the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220. I know last week with Josh and Dave Smith, our realtor friend, we've talked about what to do to prepare, like taking video and making sure our documents, you know, have that to-go box for evacuation, because a lot of times you just don't think about it. You're like, get out. That's all you're thinking of, right? But where would you get out to if you had fire all around? You know, what would you do? This couple, they fled to the water source right there into the river. And Terry and I were talking about that. And oftentimes firefighters will have preventative blankets, right? If they can't get out and it's such a hot spot, there's these fireproof blankets, because normally a fire is looking for fuel and it's coming through pretty fast, is my understanding. And I'm no firefighter, although I've had some close calls in my life, and certainly have worked at one particular little fire that tried to pop up on our farm. But we have to be aware of these things, just like you would prepare for an earthquake and those events in our lives. Maybe not so much here in this part of the world, but in Arkansas, you have to be aware of, you know, tornadoes, and they have what they call hidey holes or underground places to hide. We have to be aware of emergency situations in our family. And I know in high school, I remember the evacuation drills and the fire drills. And when I was in elementary school in California, we'd do the earthquake drills and stuff. But there's some wisdom in that. So if anything, something that is reminding us out of this is what is our plan? What is our escape plan? What is our future plan when emergencies hit? And one of the things that is happening now in Clackamas County, and it was just kind of run through the headlines, is the water resource in Clackamas County, and making sure that people are equipped with their water, making sure that you have extra water around. And that's just smart anyway. I know, having been in the Dakotas during blizzard seasons, they would forecast a blizzard and you go to the grocery store and everything was wiped out, right? It wasn't just toilet paper. It was water and food and bread and all of those things if you're going to be locked down. And so having an emergency plan is extremely, extremely important. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I got this email and I thought it was very moving. I thought it was very encouraging, and it particularly life-minded. And if you're a friend of Lois Anderson's with Oregon Right to Life, she is an amazing leader. She's the executive director of Oregon Right to Life. And, you know, life is so precious. And, you know, we've had several folks on this show, the morning show, talking about why we need to protect life from conception to natural death, do all that we can do to protect it. And this is her letter that she wrote to those who are supporters of Oregon Right to Life, and I thought it was particularly important for us to be reminded of this today. She wrote, "Dear Stacy, I'm deeply heartbroken for Oregon today. The wildfires raging throughout the state continue to inflict unthinkable damage. Oregon Right to Life has staff, family, and friends who have had to evacuate their homes, and I'm sure this is true for you as well. In difficult times, I'm reminded of the words of Fred Rogers. When I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news. My mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers.' You will always find people who are helping. To this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words, and I'm always comforted by realizing that they are still so many helpers, so many caring people in the world. I'm deeply proud of the many Oregonians who've pitched in to help their friends, neighbors, or perhaps complete strangers. Your kindness and generosity are a welcome reprieve from the difficult and seemingly endless news of advancing fires. Thanks to those of you who've continued to volunteer, donate, and share the message of life. Our staff who are not in harm's way continue to work harder than ever to ensure our mission does not fail. We are resilient. Thank you again, and do not hesitate to reach out if we can help, because everyone deserves an advocate. Lois Anderson, Executive Director, and those words are so good to be reminded. Look for the helpers, and just a shout out to all of you helpers today. Hats off to you, and certainly our prayers go with you as you continue to work in the front lines. Our sheriff, our Oregon State Police, our firefighters, many of them are volunteering their time, going without much sleep. Some of the pictures of them laying on the ground, trying to get some sleep and rest with the flames in the background. I don't know about you, but that's someone's dad, someone's brother, someone's mom, sister, aunt. It's particularly moving to know that they're willing to run towards danger when so many of us are running away from danger on this day. We keep you all in our prayers. And to those of you that are running for election and you've been serving, you've been rolling up your sleeves. I know you're tired. You think you should be out in the lines campaigning, but you're doing exactly, you're already a part of the community and you're doing what you would do whether you're running or not. And so I shout out to you today. I think of my friend Amy. I know that you've been working tirelessly on the front lines. Thank you for what you're doing. I think of Joe Ray. I think of all of the people. I think of Danielle Bethel, who's been working down at the fairgrounds tirelessly. Plus, she's on the school board. Plus, she's running the Kaiser Chamber. All of you are heroes. Thank you for what you're doing. We give you our support and our prayers today. Whatever you're doing today, friends, remember, show extra dose of kindness and patience and grace wherever you go. And if you have to go out, be careful. Wear that N95 mask because it is hazardous out there, and we too will get through this. We will. We'll be better for it. Hard to say that right now, but we are looking for that silver lining. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have Jo Ray Perkins on. Looking forward to having her giving us a report. She had a fundraiser yesterday. Be fun to hear from her. And as we go through this week, I think we have Barron with Kicking Cancer too. They had a phenomenal, phenomenal fundraiser last month over at Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill. Lots of good things to look forward to as we move through this week. Remember, no matter where you are today, you can make a difference and you can be of encouragement. If you have a suggestion of an interview, someone's story that we could share here on the air, I encourage you to send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. Would love to hear from you. Have a blessed day, and remember, no matter what you're facing, over, under, around, or through, we're going to get through this together because we're overcomers. Have a blessed day. Thanks for tuning in.